The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I need a hot coffee chug.
Hot coffee chug!
Yes!
Not any coffee yet.
How are you surviving? It's Wild 94.9. We are the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Thursday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We always start the JV Show each and every morning with the first talkback of the day. Here we go.
Graham, I have a bone to pick with you. My name's Holly. Uh-oh. I listen to you guys on my way to work every day. Yesterday, you talked about all of the new fall drinks being back at Starbucks. So exciting. However, you said that the caramel brulee latte was back. And Jess asked, isn't that just Christmas? And I thought so too, but you said, no, it's back. It's not back. I did get pumpkin cream cold brew, though.
It's not back.
It's not.
No.
Pumpkin cream cold brew. Shout out to that drink, though. That's the best of all the pumpkin spice things available. That's the best one. Look, in my defense, this website, thefoodxp.com, wrote an article by somebody named Yamini Rathore. Starbucks Fall 2025 menu is here, and it was updated on August 25th. So I assumed that it was all the up-to-date information, but it was not. And listed right here under their drinks. And look, they have all the other ones correct, is the caramel brulee latte or caramel brulee latte, however you want to mention it. It's right here on the list. I can show you right next to the pumpkin spice latte.
I knew it was too good to be true.
I know. That's my favorite drink. I was like, wow, we're getting it so early this year.
The internet failed me.
Wow, great.
Dang it.
And well, more importantly, somebody named Yamini Rathore failed me.
Damn
so
you, Yamini.
I'm going to be sending them a very strongly worded email.
You need
email.
To. They made you sound like an idiot.
Yeah. Dude, seriously. You know?
And now Holly's
I'd be
upset.
Yeah.
If I burnt my legs.
Sorry, Holly.
But yeah. All right. Oh, Graham, can we get a mouse update?
Dude, you guys.
What?
The mouse came back.
Wait, what? Wait, no. Wait, hold on.
What?
Didn't your wife suffocate it in a trash bag and put it in the trash bin?
Now, here's the deal about that. And I want to address this because somebody even left an angry talk back about that the other day that they were upset. So if you missed the story, there was a mouse in my house and... I took it outside one day. It was in one of our drawers, our kitchen drawers. I took the drawer out. I let it go. Okay. I'm not all about killing the mice in the house. I'm, you know, a little more humane than that. Then it came back again, started wrecking shop in the drawers and cabinets in our kitchen. My wife even opened the trash to throw something in there and it jumped out at her and she screamed. And later that day, she's like, I caught the mouse. Cause one of the times she opened our trash thing, we have a trash can, and then we have a compost can, and it was in the compost one, and she bagged it up quickly and took it out to our green can and threw it in there.
Murder. Now, mouse murder.
That's not mouse murder, because she did not tie the bag, and I looked in the green can to verify this, because to my surprise, and my wife was gone all this week in Texas for a work trip, the mouse came back again, and I was like, how is this possible? He should be dead inside the green can.
Yeah, was it a zombie?
I looked in the green can, no mouse. He got out of there somehow. I don't know how, but he's a little guy, and maybe he squeezed through by where the wheels go. I don't know, but he got out. There was no mouse in there. I checked thoroughly. No mouse. So this is, in fact, the same mouse. He came back, so I was like, I can't have this. So I set a trap. Again, not the kind of snap trap that kills someone. And because somebody left a talkback the other day, they're like, how inhuman, not cool. You suffocated the mouse, not cool. Well, he lived, okay? So take your talkback and stuff it. Anyways, so then I set another trap. And I have this trap. I've talked about it before. I saw it on the internet. And I was
the
like,
bucket.
That's it. Yeah. And they walk
so
up
cool.
this little ladder to try to get some peanut butter. And then trap door, whoop. And they fall into a 5-gallon bucket and then do what you want with them right. after that. I take them far away from the house and release them. So I set this thing and I put it under my kitchen sink because I had noticed some mouse poops under there. I'm like, he's under here somehow. I don't know how he's getting in, but he's under here. I came down this morning and I heard a little scratch, 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 scratchy, scratch, 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 scratch. And I'm like, oh, I got
he's
you, you little
there.
Effer. You're in the bucket. And so I opened the cabinet, you guys. And sure enough, he's in the bucket and he's jumping around like crazy. This little guy, he wants out of there. Now I'm thinking I got to take him far, far away because anytime he's gotten taken out with the garbage or taken out by me anywhere near the house, he's just come back. So I loaded him up very carefully in my car this morning. You guys.
You put the mouse in your car. That's why I would not.
And he's going nuts in there. And I'm there's a lot of twists and turns on my road getting to the highway. And I'm like, if this bucket tips over and this mouse gets out and he starts jumping around in the car, I'm going to crash. I'm going to roll the car and total this thing. Because can you imagine in the dark having a mouse running around in your car?
Worse than that.
So this was a very calculated risk I took this morning, you guys.
But that's so cruel to the poor little mouse. You're torturing him even more.
How is that
what
cruel?
What part is cruel? Most people set glue traps or snap traps and they kill them or get them stuck to a piece of glue.
But
me,
you said
humanely re-releasing this thing into the wild? Please explain. Leave a talk back and yell, come at me, bro.
How is that cruel, Jeff?
Yes.
Because you said he's going crazy in the little bag, so he's getting all traumatized on the...
So
right
does
here.
Your cat in the car on the way to the vet, but we don't say you're inhumane to your cat taking it to the vet. It doesn't want to be in your car. The mouse doesn't want to be in my car either.
The only thing that's sad about this is that he's now separated from his mouse family and mouse friends, and he's miles away, and he has to make new friends, which isn't easy for all of us.
You're making that assumption that he has mouse friends to begin with. I like to think he's a bit more of a loner.
Wow.
Anyways, I drove him about 4 miles from the house because I was like, try to find your way back from this, you little effer. And then I found a nice spot, dirt road, and a little turnout by the highway there. I pulled over, and I let him out.
You should have just brought him to the city.
Selena, he went running out. He, like, took off scampering, and I was like, okay, he's gone. And then I started driving, ran him straight over with my car.
No, you did not.
It was a total accident, you guys.
Wow.
One in a million shot.
So is that cruel?
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I made that part up. I didn't run him over. He ran off. He's living his best mouse life somewhere else.
You should have brought him to the city. He could have been a city mouse.
And he was too sweet and cute for that. He was like a cute little field mouse.
He's always had dreams of making it big in the city.
Yeah, until you see a city mouse, and they're like 10 times his size. Aww. He wouldn't have lasted a day here in the city. Little hayseed. Anyways, so there's the mouse update. He is gone. I set a trap last night again to make sure he didn't have a wife or a cousin or a brother or somebody that was going to show up. And it was empty this morning. So the mouse is gone.
Good.
Leave me a talk back about that. Leave it. Come at me, bro.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, guys. This is I from Hayward. I cannot deal with mouses, rats. Nope. Probably would have left the house and slept at a hotel. No, thank you. Bye.
There's a lot of people like that. They're like, no, just knowing that it's in there somewhere, can't do it.
I mean, again, partway into my drive this morning with a mouse riding shotgun, I was like, this is the stupidest idea ever. This thing's going to get free in here and just wreak havoc on the inside of a car and I'm going to crash. I was like, this is a dumb idea. But it turned out to be good and I've released the mouse, and he's living his best life now.
Good.
I hope so.
I know. After all that trouble.
We probably got eaten by an owl. Short time
later. That is the circle of life, after all.
All
right, guys. It's time for...
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, Grum. You said yesterday you were worried about your precious YouTube TV no longer having Fox Sports because their contract with Fox is up.
Yeah, it expired yesterday.
I have good news.
Okay.
Fox Sports staying for now. YouTube says they've reached a short-term extension so users won't see any immediate disruption while they still work towards a new agreement with Fox.
Okay, so I can watch.
So for now, you're good.
So I'll be able to watch the Niner game next Sunday, if you're telling me.
But unless they don't work out a deal.
Well, how short-term is this agreement?
That
does
I don't
it go
know.
Through a week and a half?
They're all working on it.
All right, where was this Giants team 2 months ago? They absolutely pounded the Cubs last night, 12-3 for their fourth straight win. The Giants hit 4 home runs in the game, with 2 of them coming from Rafi Devers. They're going to look to complete a sweep of the Cubs. Got a day game today at Oracle Park. First pitch is at 12:45.
Oh, man. Today's weather said copy and paste because it will basically be the same as yesterday. Morning clouds and afternoon sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s.
Hey, Cancer besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. You need to make a really big decision about something or someone in your life, but you might as well put it off another day. It's a good time for you to kick back and have fun with friends, and it shouldn't be too hard for you to find a party today.
Okay.
So just like live your best life today. Don't worry about it.
Good for you.
Deal with that decision tomorrow.
The other thing that we were talking about is Starbs, because their fall menu has arrived. And Graham, you mistakenly told everybody that the caramel brulee latte is back.
Yeah, the internet duped me.
It is not back, but wait, listen to this.
Morning, JV Show. This is Tracy D from Sabotail. Happy Thursday. Yesterday, I went to Starbucks where I work in San Rafael, and they had the caramel brulee coffee there. So maybe it's just some Starbucks haven't done it. Don't call my grandma liar. Anyway, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Somebody's lying. I just don't know who.
Well, I think the internet lied to me, and then I lied to the Bay Area when I brought that up.
So was it back
but
or
Tracy
not?
D says and she now, saw it somewhere.
No,
so.
Now Tracy D's just trying to cover up your lie.
Well, I appreciate that, Tracy D. Thank you. I did look on Starbucks' website. It does not appear to be
it's
available.
It's not back.
According to their official website, but I don't know.
Got it. You guys, best mom ever. You're looking at her right here.
Why?
I told you when my daughter was about to go back to school, she's in eighth grade, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm sending her to school with Adela Boo Boo. I was like, oh my God. She is going to get stuffed into lockers. She's going to get made fun of. She's going to be the laughing stock of Hayward.
She's going to be a social titanic.
Yeah, she's going to school with Adela Boo Boo hanging off her spray ground backpack. Like, what kind of monster am I?
What kind of spray ground backpack did she get?
I don't know. It's pink. That's all I know.
Got it.
Anyways, I'm getting her a La Boo Boo.
Yes!
Jess, what does this mean? It's one of the big into energy ones.
Oh,
there's like different drops that they did. What color is it?
She picked the blue one. She got first pick from the box.
Okay, good.
So she wanted the blue one. What does that mean?
That the La Boo Boo will be blue.
Okay. Well, what's the matter?
Well, usually the thing about the La Boo Boos is, again, they're blind boxes. So when you order it online, you don't know which one you're going to get. You can't really pick.
Even if it's like a pack with all of them? Like, then you know you're getting all of them, right?
Yeah, you know you're getting all of them. But if you're buying it off of someone, then you have a little bit more of the luxury of picking which one you want.
Got it. Yeah. That's I'm buying it off somebody.
This whole thing is just, this whole thing. You guys, wake up.
What? Yes. Wait. Can I ask how much it's going to cost you? Because when I bought mine, it was around, I think, $20.
And you bought it directly off
Popmart website, yes.
And so this is, how did you find this one? Who are you buying off of? Where you have to meet him in the alley behind the Best Buy?
Well, I know it's legit because I actually know this person in person. It's our friend Ruby.
Okay.
I don't know how she just comes up on all these Popmarts. These La Boo Boos.
Is it a
La Boo Boo? I'm going to bring it in here for you to inspect, Jess.
Okay,
because you can tell me if it's real or fake. But I'm paying.
How much? This is 60? 80?
50.
68?
51.
52?
55.
$55 for a...
Selena, and this is a friend selling it to you for $55?
She's making a profit on this.
I know. Well, I don't expect her to give it to me at regular price. I'm not...
Why not?
I kind of would.
Because, she's paying for this with her own money. I don't care.
Yeah, but she paid $20.
But she could sell it to somebody else and make a profit. But I want this for my daughter, so.
So what did this, Jess, what did this one cost originally? $20?
Yeah, maybe like $25 plus shipping, I guess.
$25? Selena, this is your friend.
$55.
She screwed you.
Should I be upset?
She's turning a 100% profit. 100%.
At least give you the friend discount and sell it to you for $55?
Yeah, should I be mad? I didn't even think about this. I figured she's giving me first pick out of the box for my daughter.
Oh.
Like, it's somebody I know, so it's not like some shady person, like the convenience of it, like I'm comfortable with the purchase, you know? I should be mad?
My friend, I'd be giving it to them at cost.
Yeah.
Because they're my friend.
You would? See, I don't think I would do that.
Because then they're not like...
You wouldn't for I get it that close they could, friend?
I get not it. If I only have five of them and I literally got them to make a profit and I can sell it to anyone else, but I'm going to let my friend have first pick at it.
I mean, you're still going to make a profit because you are selling them for way more than you got them in the first place.
Wow. That's a good point.
That's just us,
That's
though.
A good point.
I don't know. Baby. 55 is kind of a lot.
That is kind of a lot. Should I make my daughter pay for it?
Yes.
True.
God, when these things are worth absolute zero, just pennies in a year from now, you're going to be like, oh, I'm glad I spent $55 on this thing that got beat up on her backpack all school year long, and then she lost it.
But they're still going strong. The trend is still there because we talked about this like months ago.
You're the La Boo Boo expert, Jess. How much longer do you think this has?
I think it still has through the rest of this year. And if anything, it's going to either continue or it's going to be different types of like Labubu style.
And then little in figurines. A year or two, it fades away, and we're on to the next.
I mean, it's done next year.
Yeah, right? Probably.
By the end of next year.
But I think way before the end of next year.
But a lot, I think it's going to be a hot accessory for Christmas. A lot of people are going to be getting these. You might want to start already buying them for Christmas, actually, because it takes so long to get one.
The problem with these is, like, right now, it's the exclusivity of it, you know? Like, I got one. How'd you get one? Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
As time goes on, then everybody has one.
But it continues, like, because they release new ones, and then you want, obviously, the better one.
I get it, but it loses, it's lost that unique appeal that, like, oh, you're
the... Yeah, once it becomes more accessible, which it will, because they're going to want to make more money off of it at some point, then it's going to be done.
Right.
I'm with you, Graham. But until then, I'm getting overcharged for one single big into energy.
Screwed by your friend. Whatever that means. Thanks a lot, Ruby.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ruby.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, I'm ready to break some world records. What do we got to do, Graham?
That's the spirit. What about you, Jess? You want to set a Guinness World Record?
Yeah!
All right, that's the spirit. Everybody on three. One, two, three. Yeah! Let's do it. All right, if you've ever wished that you yourself could have a Guinness World Record, now is your chance, because the Guinness Book is celebrating its 70th anniversary, and in doing so, they have posted 70 unclaimed records. These are things that they have a category for. They have a name for it. They're ready to be tracked for a world record, but nobody has come forward and set one yet. Now, like all of the Guinness records that we've seen lately, they're inherently, most of them are all pretty stupid.
Yes.
But here are just a few of them.
Okay.
400-meter sack race. You could set the fastest time for that. The farthest.
How long is 400 meters?
I don't know. It's not that far. Okay. The farthest distance to bounce a coin into a cup.
Ooh.
Feel like I could do
like I can do that, yeah, too.
The farthest distance bottle flip.
Oh, easy. I could do that for sure.
The most high fives in 30 seconds.
All I do is high five. Yeah. Stop.
We could definitely do that. Listen to this.
Oh, my. Wait. High five other people or yourself? You're high fiving yourself.
That's clapping.
That's just clapping.
I was spanking it. I don't know what you guys are talking about. But yeah, we could do that. We could do that, too. The fastest time to build a 5-story playing card pyramid.
Sure. I can probably do that.
No. Not a chance.
Yeah. I'll pass on that one.
How about the fastest time to make a burrito?
Yes.
Like, what has to go into it? I can make a burrito in like 3 seconds if everything's sitting there.
But I think it has to be like a good quality burrito, one that's not going to fall apart.
Well, what are there any stipulations on that?
I don't know.
It just says make a burrito.
I haven't read the fine print. The fastest time to arrange a set of Scrabble tiles in alphabetical order?
No. Oh my God, I can do that.
No way. We're not smart enough for that.
It's just the ABCs. You don't know your ABCs?
But our brain can't, like, compute it all.
That's probably like the easiest one.
Most anchovies eaten in 1 minute?
Gross.
Ew, no.
I think Josh should try that one.
I think so too. We'll add it to the chug wheel.
Again, there's a million. Most fortune cookies eaten in 1 minute? That sounds better.
Oh.
Pretty dry, though.
Wait, so all these things that you're listing off, no one has attempted these? Like, there's no record at all? It's a blank slate, so we can do, like, one and break the world record? What is it?
I guess if you were the first one to submit for it, you would hold the world record. But I imagine other people are probably going to be submitting for these, so you want to put up a respectable number or time.
I honestly feel like we should just knock out as many as we can.
Yeah.
Okay, if you would like to see these, GuinnessWorldRecords.com, you'll see their 70. Be a part of it. They're calling it the 70 Guinness Unclaimed Records, and they have a whole bunch of different categories, and you can click through them and see, but there's a lot of them. Longest scream by an individual. Jess, would you like to attempt that now?
Okay.
And set the world record.
Okay, don't do that. Stop, because you're...
Yeah, I heard, don't do that. Hurt my ears.
Graham, I think that you could actually complete that one, though.
No,
the way you can hold a note, come on.
I don't have the vocal cords anymore. I blew them out that one time here on the show.
That was yesterday, by the way.
I think they did it yesterday. Never been the same since. Yeah.
Okay, so let's pick one, and then we're actually going to attempt it. Like, tomorrow, we'll bring whatever we need.
Okay.
Can you go through them again?
I think we could do the most high fives in a minute or whatever that one was.
There's 70 different ones, and there's a lot of things. There's a lot of different options here.
We can do the high five. We can definitely do the bottle flip.
Yeah.
Longest duration to balance a spoon on your nose.
We could do the coin flip.
Oh, my old nose, maybe. Not my new nose.
Okay, dang it. Longest duration balancing a glass of water on your head.
Oh, I could do that. We should just do that during the show. It's four hours right there.
Yeah, until you dump that thing of water right into the console there.
I won't do it because
you get fired.
Jess can do it.
I'll do it.
I like these. Okay, so guys.
Longest duration to keep a balloon in the air with your feet. God, these are so stupid.
These are so easy.
But I want to be in the record books.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We are going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
How about this one? Most headbands or sweatbands worn at once. Easy.
What? These are so dumb.
Yeah, we just need to order like a 100 pack of them and stack them all on our stupid heads. And then we could have a world record.
I promise you, tomorrow we are setting a world record.
Yeah, we'll see about that. No, you forget about it. You're all motivated now because you just chugged some coffee.
I know, I did.
10 a.m. rolls around and you're like,
I'm out of here. Yeah, I'm going home. We're doing this.
I gotta go take a 5-hour nap.
No. We're doing this tomorrow. I hope you guys are ready.
Jess is laughing because she knows I'm right.
Wow, so I'm the only one? Because if I make it into the Guinness Book of World Records, I'm not putting JB's show if I'm the only one that does it. It's going to say Selena.
Okay, then I hope
from
you...
From the number four market.
I hope you keep this motivation then.
I will.
Okay.
Watch.
Then let's do it.
Just watch.
10:30. 10:30 today.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, we are like 2 days away from our pool party at Grand Resort Casino. So James Kennedy is going to be there. He is... an amazing DJ, you know, James from Vanderpump Rules. The party is 21 and up, and I do believe there are still some tickets available.
Yep, greatandresortcasino.com.
Yeah, so go check out what they have. I know that they have day beds and things like that. Those sell out so quick. So go see what's available if you want to party with the JV Show on Saturday.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Bro.
What?
Would you like to know how much money the Backstreet Boys are making from their residency at the Sphere?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get ready for this. They are grossing $4 million a night.
$4 million? Just the group themselves?
So, yeah. I mean, everything. That's the gross revenue. I don't know if that's the correct term. So here's the breakdown. Because there's not a ton of overhead expenses. Like, they paid a one-time fee of $7 to $8 million for all the graphics they use for the background. But that was pretty much it. So they've already made that money back plus more. The Sphere has 17,000 seats. The shows are selling out, but it also sells, they have like VIP tickets and platinum tickets and packages and travel packages. So those are helping to bring in the big bucks. One source from the Sphere says the artist can make as much money at the Sphere doing a residency there than on a stadium tour. Like, you're making that much money, but you're not having to travel. So there's a lot less expenses.
Yeah.
So you're making more, actually.
And in a lot of cases, particularly for the Backstreet Boys, a much cooler concert experience than going to some no-name stadium and watching some old guys try to dance around.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? You're getting it's a way better show.
It's way better. Dang. Isn't that insane? $4 million? That's how much they're bringing in?
Jesus.
Yeah. Did you hear who French Montana is engaged to?
No.
Rapper French Montana is engaged to a legit Dubai princess.
Wait, what?
Yeah, her name is Sheikha Mara. They've been spotted together since last year, traveling all over the place. Apparently, he proposed to her after he walked in Paris Fashion Week back in June. And so both their families really excited. But she is like an actual princess. She's the daughter of the United Arab Emirates Prime Minister. I saw that their family's worth like $18 billion or something like that. Like $18 to $20 billion.
Is French Montana still a thing?
No.
No.
But who cares if he's marrying up like that?
Yeah, no,
you don't have to be a thing.
Yeah, no. I was just wondering if like he's still...
Oh, I feel like he kind of... I'm sure he still does music and stuff, but as far as like the mainstream, I think he's kind of falling off a little bit.
Got it.
But who gives a fart?
Yeah.
Dang.
Imagine living a life like that.
Saying you're married to a princess. That's insane.
I would marry a princess.
Me too.
The fact that it's 2025 and we still have princes and kings and things like that, that's the more ridiculous takeaway.
Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick updates. First, the Powerball jackpot has grown. Nobody won last night's drawing.
Oh,
Selena, did you buy a ticket?
No, I forgot.
I said that to you walking out the... Here's that follow-through we were talking about a minute ago, Jess. I was like, right? I was like, Selena, our one opportunity to not have to go to work the rest of the year is to win the Powerball. So you're getting your tickets, right? She's like, oh, yeah, for sure. I'm definitely getting my tickets. She said that 2 days in a row that she was going to go that day and get the tickets. And I went yesterday and got a ticket thinking, you know what? I'm going to help my buddy Selena out here if I win, and she will do the same for me. And you didn't do it, so...
Today's the day. Are they doing it again
today?
Yeah,
but you could have already been the winner.
When's the
today?
Next drawing?
You can buy your ticket for the next drawing. You can buy it today, but the next drawing is on Saturday.
Okay,
and
I'll do
that
it Saturday.
Drawing, you guys, listen up, because since nobody won that drawing.
Oh my god, 950 million. I need that right now.
This is the sixth largest jackpot in Powerball history, and if nobody wins this one, clearly we're going to go well over the 1 billion mark. The $950 million, the lump sum payment on that, $429 million. That's before taxes, of course. And
that's insane.
You know, Uncle Sam's going to take a big another 40% of that. But still a huge amount of money. If you win and you listening, get a ticket if you win, which you won't. But if you do, please don't forget about your favorite local morning radio show.
Yep.
All right. Another update to a story we talked about earlier this week involving Mount Diablo High School in Concord. They've decided to move their first football game of the season against Terra Linda over to be played at Concord High School. It was supposed to be an exciting home start to the football season on their brand new artificial turf field. Well, we know somebody set fire to the field this past weekend, completely destroying a very large section right at midfield. And that was right where the Red Devils logo was. That's their mascot. We theorized that maybe it had been the work of, I don't know, the devil himself, or maybe even Sky Daddy, who shot a lightning bolt down at it. You know, Sky Daddy's getting older. His vision's not as good. And he maybe thought he was actually fighting Lucifer, and it was just the big painted logo on the field. But either way, we didn't know what happened. Well, listen to this. Concord police said some surveillance footage shows a group of people, possibly juveniles, setting off fireworks on that field on Saturday night, and that may be what started the fire.
Mm. Why would they set off fireworks on turf?
That's not the smartest idea, given all the fireworks mishaps, and then once turf eventually gets, I guess it's hard to ignite, but once it does,
but
then it's like a tire on fire, and it's going to burn forever. Yeah, that was too bad. If you've seen pictures of that, man, it was a large, very large burn scar on that brand new field, which is a shame. So they're going to have to play their first home game of the year. Won't really be much of a home game.
Right. You know, they hate Concord High.
That's
called. Oh, my God. Can't stand them.
Yeah. Hate the Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Hate them.
Go Buffaloes.
Yeah. All right.
No, they're not.
No.
They're the Bears.
It could be.
They're the Bears.
Go
sure.
Bears.
Yeah, go Bears.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep, which is your chance to win a Chug Mug, we were just talking about the Backstreet Boys, their residency at the Sphere. According to new reports, they're making like $4 million a night.
Whoa. Buenos dias, JV Show. Casi Friday. Ooh. Whatever. 17,000 people per night for the Backstreet Boys. And I just saw a few TikToks that it says Vegas is dead. That's a lie. 17,000 people. That not all the people belong to Vegas. Yeah, TikTok, it's full of us, you know? All right, get down, Wendy. Have a good day. Bye.
Hey, you too. Yeah, have you guys been seeing those reports that Vegas is like dying?
Well, it is.
Oh, is it?
Well, revenue in Vegas is massively down. Tell that to all the big casinos. They know. That's a little bit of what's usually known as a recession indicator. When people stop spending money in places like Vegas, you know something's up with the economy. And we know that's because all of us are getting squeezed every day.
Yes.
Stuff gets more expensive.
Else.
Thought stuff was supposed to get cheaper. That's
I thought that was a promise.
It's a campaign promise.
Anyways.
Things got more expensive.
Back to What the Bleep. It's your chance to win a Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you want to participate and leave a guess, you do that on Talkback Mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
What do you do if you go on a first date with a guy and he says, can I you tonight?
Depends
what he looks like.
Yes?
Right?
It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah. And how many drinks
it's too soon.
Did you get? Well, I mean.
Selena, first date though?
I would try to hold off.
But has it happened?
I told you, I haven't really gone on a lot of first dates.
Oh, should we get the sad music out?
Oh, Celine.
Wow. No, but it's never been like...
Is
like,
this trauma?
It sounds like it.
I don't think so.
Eyes are getting watery.
From my husband now, before then, it was never like a date. It was like we just like...
Oh, you just
drink and smash?
Skip through it.
That a date?
Huh?
Isn't that kind of a date?
No, it's not considered a date if you just meet up to...
No, it wasn't that. before that, I was in a really long relationship, and okay. we were really young when we got together. We didn't go on a first date; we just knew each other and started dating. So,
wow,
didn't really have a lot of first date experience. I think
Selena's had one first date ever in her whole life, but it led to marriage, right?
Yeah, yeah. See, yeah.
So it all worked out.
So bring out the happy music.
First yeah. date.
Hey, Jess, how many first dates have you been on?
A few.
Okay.
But none of them
led to smashing.
No.
Got it. Safe. Yeah, second
date stuff.
All right. Think about what we're getting sidetracked. Think about what that bleeped out word could be in that phrase that we just played. Keep in mind, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG. The answer is always something PG. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out. But the first person that leaves the correct answer is going to be the one and only person that gets a JV show.
That's chug right.
mug. The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Trying to give you this JV show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
What do you do if you go on a first date with a guy and he says, can I you tonight?
I don't know.
What
is that word? Yeah. Let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV show. Julie from Valley Springs. My guess for the bleeped out word is kiss. Have a great day, guys.
Can I kiss you tonight?
Yeah, that's going to be a no.
Just
you asking.
Yeah, is that something that should be asked? Like, how do you feel about that? Because sometimes on those shows, like the, you know, The Bachelor and those, like, I really, hey, can I kiss you? They like ask permission for the kiss.
Look, I guess you should always ask consent.
Really?
I mean, isn't that the general rule? But for me personally, I don't want to be asked that. If it feels right, do it. And if you get pushed away, then you'll know that I wasn't feeling it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, if you turn your head to the side, then I'll know that I'm not
right.
about to land one, right, Jess? But has anyone ever asked you, can I kiss you right now?
I don't think so, because that would make me cringe a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ew.
Hi, good morning, JV family. This is Emily from Vallejo, and is the bleeped out word for today, call. Call you tonight. Well, have a great day, guys.
Can I call you tonight?
I really had a great time on this date. Can I call you later?
Ew, not when you guys use that voice.
That's really cringe, too.
Okay, but what if a guy legitimately asked you that and you did have a nice time with them on that first date?
I'd be like, bro, like, why are you asking? Just, like, call if you want to call.
No, I would actually be like, oh, that's kind of cute.
Can I call you tonight?
You would like that, Jeff?
Not in that voice.
You. Can I think I could call you later? Great time on this date, and I found you just look so delectable this evening. I'd like to call you later and chat with you more.
All right, so it's not call.
Oh.
Good morning, this is Jamie from Martinez, and my guess is spoil.
Can I spoil you? I'd like to spoil you later, if that's okay.
There's a few people that guess spoil. Ladies, how would you feel about that on the first date? Go ask if he can spoil you later. I don't know what that means.
Ew.
I want to be spoiled.
That night?
I don't want to be asked
not that.
That.
Night.
Later that night?
You want to buy me stuff, just buy me stuff. God, this is so uncomfortable.
I just thought you looked like everything was so amazing. I would like to spoil you. Can I spoil you tonight? Spoil you, yeah.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
All right, what is today's so bleeped stupid. Out word?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. That's how you win this JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
What do you do if you go on a first date with a guy and he says, can I you tonight?
All right, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it on a talk back right now. We are going to play more of your talk backs next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Love how off air we are doing a deep dive into Huda.
Huda?
Yeah. Whatever, however you say her
From
name.
Love Island.
Yeah, I'm like, is her butt real? Is it fake?
It is
I don't
real.
Know.
She's a fitness girly.
But even they be lying
no,
sometimes.
No, but the thighs match.
But even they be lying sometimes.
I'll show you the
Send me the pictures. I'll be the judge of this. I can tell you.
I'm a mommy.
All right. It's Wild 94.9. We're the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we're playing What the Bleep. You got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. We're going to send you a JV show chug mug if you can do that. As always, when you think you know the answer, leave your guess on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
What do you do if you go on a first date with a guy and he says, can I you tonight?
All right, let's go to the talk back, see if anyone got it right.
Hi, JV Show. This is Carmen from Gilroy. I think the bleeped out word is Venmo. Like, he wants to Venmo request you for half of the day. Have a great morning. Bye. Oh. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Can I Venmo Venmo you tonight?
Ew, no. But she said Venmo request.
Venmo request? Oh, well, hell no.
I'd like half the money from the date back because I treated you and things didn't really go that great.
Sorry,
and I'm not interested because
date.
Your face didn't look anything like it did on the dating profile.
Too bad. Wow. Too bad. That's the
so I'd like
take.
Half the money back.
No. No refunds.
Request denied.
Interesting.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Marco from Hollister. And my guest for the Bleeped Out Word is Hug.
Hug. That was a very popular guest this morning. Do you think I after this date?
Can I hug you?
I just was hoping that.
Ew.
Maybe I could give you a hug. I'm sorry. I'm so sweaty. But
ew, it's so gross.
I just feel like I won't be able to sleep tonight unless I give you that big hug.
Ew.
Again, I'm
no
sorry. I'm so sweaty.
No one's asking for a hug.
Hey, you never know. There's right.
You were the one that opened this whole segment saying consent. That's the number one thing. Consent. Mm-hmm. You do need to
I'm
ask
just saying,
consent.
As a general
consent.
Rule, isn't that the thing? I don't know.
I mean, clearly people are because you know the stereotype of the can I get a hug guy?
Yeah.
So there are guys out there that are asking.
Interesting.
Yeah, can I have a hug?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nora from Walnut Creek. My guest for the bleeped out word today is text. Can I text you tonight?
Can I text you?
I really enjoyed our time. Do you think I could?
Can I text you?
I could text you later.
Anything you say in that voice is just so like
so gross.
Again, I'm sorry about my BO. I forgot my deodorant.
What about that guy at the end of the day? Wants to text you later. Are you?
Like, I'd be like, that. Yeah, but it's the fact that you're asking. I'd be like, what are you asking me for?
Because then just, I think maybe he's trying to like see whether or not you enjoyed your time with him.
But if you have to ask, I mean, you should be able to like. Sense if I'm happy or not, if I'm pleased, if I like you.
But also, don't you think it could be seen as like he just wants to know like if he's not being too forward, like mm-hmm. I'm gonna text you later, it's gonna be kind of late night, you know, like yeah. That could send the wrong message if he didn't ask ahead of time.
I guess maybe
if
I just
start blowing you up
care.
In text at like 1 a.m you're gonna be like, oh, he just wants me to come over, and you know.
Yeah,
true.
Or if he
very
doesn't
true.
Text at all, then you're like, well, did he even enjoy the date? Because I want to get
also
a text.
True
I
also get a text true.
Hey, JV Show. This is Kat from San Jose. Is the bleeped out word FaceTime? Okay, let me know. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Can I FaceTime you tonight? I really... I didn't really just think I'd like to FaceTime you later. Would that be okay?
Here's
Why are you
today's...
so out of breath?
Here's so
today's
sweaty.
Clip, unbleeped.
What do you do if you go on a first date with a guy and he says, can I FaceTime you tonight?
Answer that question.
I think if we just saw each other, let's say we went out to dinner, and then he's still going to FaceTime me that night, that might be... I prefer a text.
I think it's going to be a hard no from you, and here's
really?
The reason why. Because he'll have seen you with your face on at the restaurant or whatever on the first date. And then you've gone home and you've washed your face off, and then he's going to want to FaceTime you, and you're going to be like, no, now I'm going to have to keep my face on all
but,
the way
yeah,
till bedtime.
Yeah, but if you're expecting a call, you keep the face on. At least you know that. I would appreciate a heads up.
Well, that's what I mean, but aren't you going to be annoyed? Like, you just want to go to bed. Like, I don't need
to
be FaceTiming this dude.
What if I don't just want to go to bed? What if I actually do really want to talk to him more?
Okay, so it just depends on the guy.
It depends on the guy.
If it's
but
guy,
I appreciate asking first because that's something you do need to be ready for.
Right, see, you need to have your face on.
Yes.
Otherwise, you have to put one of those filters on. He's like, why am I talking to a cat?
Yeah, exactly.
check on my cat, you know. All right, let's give a couple shout-outs, shall we? Speaking of cat, check on my cat. Cat in San Jose. Woo! What's up, cat? She had the very first correct answer this morning. And thus, she will be giveth a new chuggeth muggeth. And it will be maildeth. To her if from Jess. So check your email, and that's how we're going to reach out to you. Outside of that, I see Julian and Julian Noel in Bay Point. They had the correct answer this morning. They weren't as fast as Kat this morning. Jess, am I missing anybody else? Because I feel like some other people got it.
Nope.
And then I'm not going to shout them out, and then they're going to leave an angry talk back. Like, hey, I didn't get my shout out, and I had the correct answer, too. Are you positive?
I am positive.
Because for a while there, you guys were really debating the girl's butt, and I feel like you got sidetracked.
No, nobody else got it.
All right, well.
Congratulations to Kat, and thank you everyone who did leave a talk back. You weren't quite fast enough, but we're going to do it again.
You weren't fast enough. I'm sorry, I'm so sweaty.
Can I talk back you tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to leave you a talk back
tomorrow
later.
Morning, we're going to do it again.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hello, JV Show. My name is Lou. I'm 9 years old, and I'm from Berkeley. I'm really excited because this is my second day of school, and I hope you can give me a who gives a fart. Please, and thank you. You've really been my entertainment for all these 9 years.
Aww.
Yeah, of course. And have a great second
so
day
sweet.
Of school.
Yes,
who gives a fart?
Day.
DJ left us a talk back the other day Remember, he was saying that he had just downloaded the iHeartRadio app for the first time. Yes. He was excited to be leaving some talkbacks. So there you go. There's one, and I'll give you an extra one.
Who gives a fart?
Nice. There you go. All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, good morning. This is Rosita.
Rosita. Ooh, I like that. So you are going to be playing the JV Show's Yep Nope game today, and you're playing for...
Tickets for Baby Monster for the show happening September 10th.
Nice. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You just got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's get right to it. Question number one. Give me one quick second. My computer is doing Uh-oh. Something weird.
Your computer's computering.
Hang on.
Lightning McQueen.
Is Mercury in retrograde?
Oh, somebody check on that.
All right, Uh-oh. We're back. Here's question number one. Lightning McQueen and Mater.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
What? Are you really?
You don't know Mater from Lightning McQueen?
Mater?
From Cars?
What?
In Cars.
Oh, my God, Selena.
Well, unfortunately, you just gave away the answer to the first question. So
let's
move.
My God.
You go ahead and get that one correct because they both said the answer to that one. Interesting. All right, now you just, I don't know, what did you got to get? Just two more correct. All right, question.
Yeah, that's a point for you. We'll give you that one.
That's a point for you. Question number two. For an inning in baseball to be over, how many total outs must occur? Total outs.
Three.
But the whole inning.
Correct answer there is six. One full inning, both teams. Three outs, three plus three.
But
six.
It's all good. You're allowed to miss one, plus you got a free point. So, hey, things actually aren't looking too bad right now. Here's question number three. The flag of China has only two colors on it. What are those colors?
Red and white.
Nope. It's a damn good guess.
Red and yellow.
There you go.
Yep. Oh.
Red and yellow is the correct answer there.
Horrible.
All right, question number four. What is the only bone in your skull that can move? Careful.
Think about what part of your face.
Yeah. Wait, geez, you're just going to give away every answer?
You already lost.
Go ahead.
Mandible.
Yeah, I think that's your jaw. Mandible. Yeah, your jawbone. Yeah.
We got to ban Jess from the studio.
Yeah, Jess, what is happening here? Let the contestant play the game. How about it?
I was shook it that Selena has never seen Cars. I'm sorry.
I am shook by that also. But, sorry. Like, you know, let the contestant play
right.
the game.
You're right. Yeah. I apologize. She still didn't win, though.
Yeah. Wow, why have to say it like that?
Yeah,
you're just, like,
rubbing it in.
Yeah. I know. Hey, thank you for playing. I'm sorry.
It's okay if we didn't win. We're just really happy that we actually got through and that the kids were able to answer the questions. We play every day.
Thank you so much.
We're
just really happy with the experience.
We have to get a redo because Jess completely ruined your experience this morning. And on her behalf, I am so sorry about that.
I think as a token of our appreciation for you guys listening and playing along every day and Jess totally screwing up the game, we'd like to offer you the tickets as a win, as a token of our appreciation.
I'm just trying to help. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So you did win. So. Congratulations. We're going to give you these Baby Monster tickets. Thank you guys for playing along.
Woo!
Have a great rest of your day.
Can I give a shout out real quick?
Yeah.
Shout out to St. John's School in San Francisco. Go Eagles!
Go Eagles!
Who gives a fart?
That's true.
All right, guys. Hang on. Have a great rest of your day. We got a lot of shout outs to get to.
We do. A bunch of DMs. Like one says here, Dad in your DMs. Once again, welcome back. Was hoping you guys could give a double birthday shout out to my daughter, Louise, who turns 7 today, and to her brother, Henrik, who turns 4 on Monday. We're so proud of our little crotch goblins for the fine human beings that they are growing up to be. That's from Dad.
So, ew. Who gives a fart?
I like that. I'm going to use that. All right, another one here. Auntie in your DMs. Welcome in. If you could wish my nephew Xavi a happy 12th birthday, he would absolutely be over the moon. We love you so much and are so very proud of the little man you are becoming. Happy birthday. Thank you so much. And that is from Daniela. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Grandmama, sliding back into your DMs.
Hey, Mama.
A lot of repeat customers. They must be satisfied. To wish my son Chase a happy 17th birthday. It's his last year as a minor, and I'm fortunate enough to say that he still likes to hang out and rock out with Mom. Chase, you're an incredible son and the best concert partner ever. Love, Noreen. AKA your mom. Yeah, happy 17th birthday,
Woo!
Chase.
Who gives a fart?
Hope you have a good one. Another one here. Good morning, Graham. A dad sliding into your DMs. Hoping to get a birthday shout out to my beautiful, loving woman of my life, Trisha Gomez. You probably know her as the mother of seven. Yes, we do. We do a lot of shout outs for her because you guys have
seven kids.
Crotch goblins. She's the best mom to my children. I told you I was going to use that. We all love her so much. She loves hearing you guys every day. It means so much to her. Thank you. And that is from Jose. Yes. Happy birthday, woo! Trisha.
Who
happy
gives birthday? A fart?
Another one here. Moms in your DMs. I wanted to shout out Jake and Caleb, wishing them a happy first day of school. I hope this is the beginning of an awesome seventh and third grade year. Love, Mom. Alejandra, yes. Have a great first day, you guys.
Who gives a fart?
And then one more here. Super hot dad in your own DMs. Oh, this is from me. Sending you a reminder to wish your daughter, Quinny Bird, a huge happy sixth birthday today. Quinn, I love you so much. I hope you have the most Sigma birthday of all time. No cap. I'm so proud of you. I love singing and dancing with you and all your silliness. And I hope you have a great time getting your nails done later with the ladies.
Ooh. Woo!
Her and her girlfriends are going to the nail place today to get their nails done. Quinn, love you so much, and I hope you have a great day.
Happy birthday to Quinn.
That's going a great birthday, and I can't wait to celebrate with you
later.
Dang,
everybody in your family's birthday is like within a week?
Everybody's in August.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of birthdays. That's
it.
Now we're through them all. So, yes, happy birthday, Quinn.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, got some Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce leftovers here. First, all the numerology that went into Taylor Swift's engagement announcement. You know, that happened on August 26th, just a couple days ago. We all know that her favorite number is 13. Mm-hmm. We know that she went on Travis's New Heights podcast August 13th because of the 13 there. And then 13 days later after that was the 26th when she made this announcement. Some of these I briefly mentioned yesterday, but there are some new ones in here that I thought you would enjoy, mainly you, Graham, because I know you love this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So 13 days after the podcast is when she makes the engagement announcement. It was also 39 days before her album comes out on October 3rd. And we all know that 13 times 3 is 39.
Oh,
so there's that. We also talked about the time that the post went live. Now, this is Eastern time because Taylor is mostly on the East Coast. But it was 1 o'clock Eastern time, which is, you know, 13 in military time.
Oh, my God.
The 1 o'clock also resembles 100, which we all know is 13 plus 87, which is Travis's jersey number. So that equals 100. So 1 o'clock there.
Turns out you can make all sorts of numerical coincidences come true if
but
you sit there and look
on purpose. Because Taylor said that she actually does this on purpose. She loves numerology.
Mm-hmm. She does
has fun
some
with
of this stuff on purpose. But even I think we've outthought even because you know how long it would sit there. It would take a really long time to sit and get everything to align the exact way that you want it to. I'm sure some of the stuff is planned, particularly like
planned
dates
out.
And stuff like
I
that. But
so
when
too.
We get into some of like the minutia of this, I don't think even she has thought that far ahead. And
I
if she has,
she's a genius.
She needs a new hobby.
I agree with that. All she does is play with her cats, bake bread, and numbers.
No, and go on tour.
And go on the highest grossing tour of all
time. But she's not
time.
Doing that right now. So she has a little bit of free time is what I'm saying. Right. Anyways, couple other quick things. We found out that Travis asked Taylor's dad for her hand in marriage, for his blessing, about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is so sweet. Graham, I think I've asked you before. Did you ask your wife's dad for his blessing?
Of course, you have to.
I feel like you have
although
to.
We'd already looked at a wedding venue at that point, so
that's
sort of
right.
Like the order was slightly, you know, the timing wasn't as good as it could have been, but you still have to.
The other things I wanted to mention just really quick is that since the engagement announcement, sales of Travis's jersey have spiked 200%, and streaming for Taylor's song So High School surged 400%, because that's the song that she put the announcement to.
Aww.
On Instagram.
Gotcha.
I do want to make sure we talk about Cardi B in court. My apologies for not being able to bring this up earlier this week, but we were kind of caught up in Taylor and Travis.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know, she has been in court all week, like on the stand, testifying in this civil lawsuit against her. Basically, back in 2018, she was pregnant at the time. She went to her doctor's office for an appointment, and the security guard there was like freaking out that Cardi B was there, starts recording her on her phone, and Cardi says that, you know, the security guard started following her and that there was a verbal altercation. Well, the security guard is like, no, it was more than verbal. You cut my face with your nail. You spit on me during all of this. So in 2020, she filed a lawsuit for assault, battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress, as well as negligence and false imprisonment. So that's what they are going to court for. And every day, Cardi has been in there giving her side of things and testifying. And also every day, she's been wearing a different wig. And they even brought that up.
Yesterday, you had black hair, short hair. Today is blonde and long. Which one is your real hair? Or are they both real?
They're wigs.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know that. It's a good week today, then.
A lot of these questions, people are like, why is he asking her about her hair? And he goes on to ask about how long her nails are and how long would it take to put on 3-inch nails. A lot of the questions, I'm sorry, seem very pointless.
Like, objection! Yeah,
giving her the runaround. Here's another viral moment. This is from yesterday because one of the things that Cardi mentioned in her testimony was that the security guard was much bigger than her.
You said she's bigger than you? Is that correct?
Absolutely.
How do you know that?
She's like pointing at her like, hello.
I mean, look.
I'm looking. I don't agree with that. What is your basis? Are you saying she's physically bigger? She's taller?
I mean, you have her medical records, right?
I don't have anything. I want to ask you the questions.
I mean, I was 130 pounds at that time.
So she's overweight, right? In your opinion.
Objection, relative.
She's a little...
Did you make fun of her that she was overweight when you were there in the hallway?
I don't think so.
Did you call her fat?
No, I was calling her a bitch.
No, I was calling her something else.
Oh my God.
I love that she just stays true to herself.
Me
like,
too.
That's just, that's Cardi being Cardi.
I love that.
You don't think she dropped an F bomb in there?
I think she probably did.
Yeah, I do too.
I think.
But I actually, based on the clips that I've seen, I don't know if I believe that she did attack.
I don't think she did. I personally am siding with Cardi on this one, but I think that she did more than just call her the B word.
Right.
Right.
Is what I think.
Now, I don't know if you guys have seen the rumors.
Oh my God!
I've heard rumors and I've seen videos and people seem to think that she might be pregnant again.
Can you post the video that you showed me this morning on our Instagram story? Graham, every outfit that she's wearing to court is completely covering the midsection, like overly covering it to where you wouldn't be able to see like a waistline at all.
People are speculating.
I honestly
Stephon
think
Diggs?
That's the rumor.
Is that still a thing? Are they still a
thing? I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen them together lately.
Well, he's been at training camp, you know, getting
maybe
ready for the upcoming
maybe
season.
Maybe that's why, but the rumor is, you know, she's pregnant. And again, we don't know. You can go see the video. We're getting it up right now, JB Morning Show. And I know we shouldn't be speculating this about women based on their outfits and how they look and all that.
That's why I was letting you guys handle that.
But there was a lot of talk. I heard these rumors months ago as well.
I'm wondering.
I'm also basing it off the walk, and it could be that her heels are hurting her, but I know a pregnant walk when I see one.
Oh.
Okay, so we're going to put that up on our story. Go check it out, and then let us know what you think. Graham, go now to JV Morning Show. I want your reaction next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you saw videos of Cardi.
So pregnant, and I'm not allowed
to speculate. No, you can't say that
based on that, but like the walk and the outfit concealing and not that well.
Yes,
a baby bump.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Write it down in the prediction journal.
Yep.
It's correct.
Oh my God. Yeah. So if you want to see the latest videos of her in court and see what you think, JV Morning Show, we got some things up on our Instagram story.
Are we allowed to make a prediction about who the dad is? Or is that too far?
I think it's Stephon Diggs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's Offset.
No,
what?
It's not.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
I'm voting Stephon.
Okay.
Stephon Diggs.
No, it's probably Stephon Diggs.
Oh, what if it, never mind. You wanted to give an update to a story, Graham?
I did. I don't know if you guys remember this. We talked about it a little while ago. There was a guy that faked his own death in Wisconsin. Remember, he told his family he's going to go out kayaking on a lake, and then his kayak showed up and some of his clothes washed ashore and he was nowhere to be found. He'd even texted his wife like, hey, I'm about to row back to shore, and he vanished. He was gone. And turns out it was just an elaborate fake, and he ran off to Uzbekistan with another woman.
That's right.
But he tried to fake his own death, and then he ended up coming back to the United States with his tail between his legs. And we wonder, like, is he going to get charged with something? Like, you can't just fake your own death to your wife and your three kids and then have police out looking for you in a lake and all this emergency response and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It turns out he can, and he was, and he has now been sentenced. He was charged He pled no contest to a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. I don't know how that's the charge that stuck here, but he did. And he's going to prison for 89 days.
Oh, okay, my God.
So the moral of the story is if you're going to run off with some woman in, that you met online and run to Uzbekistan to be with her only to find out like she ain't all that, like she didn't look quite like her picture on the internet, and then you try to come back to your family, don't fake your own death.
At least just leave.
Just tell that.
Like a regular person.
Tell your family, hey, I'm going to Uzbekistan.
Don't fake your own death.
Right, don't fake your own death because now he's going to prison.
Oh my God.
What an idiot.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Couple things I wanted to talk about from Netflix. Yesterday, I sat down and we've been talking about, you know, the Meghan Markle season two is out. I never watched a single second of it, not even season one. But, you know, we talk about it every once in a while, her jumps and her things that she sells.
She's on there making
I did throw on With Love, Meghan yesterday.
You did?
For like 10 to 15 minutes. Just because I was curious. Because yesterday we heard from critics saying that it was so painfully contrived and so boring. I would agree 1,000%.
Really?
It is so bad. Like, so bad. On top of it being painfully fake, like, you know she did a million takes and this is not her as a real person. Like, I watch reality TV. I know what it looks like when somebody, and even reality TV is scripted sometimes.
All the time.
But you know, for the most part, like, this is how that person is.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think you were already going into it with the, like, mindset of this is going
to
be
like,
boring?
Like, I want to hate this. Right. I want it to be boring.
I don't think so.
So it was that bad?
It was that bad, and, like, it got right into, like, cooking something stupid, and, like, it was just, and then she has guests on that nobody knows who they are. They're, like, restaurant people. Like, it was so dumb.
So the audience, is she trying to go after, like, a foodie audience?
I think so.
Maybe, like, an, like, I think Nana.
So. Maybe,
Nana
yeah, maybe make... Nana needs something to take a nap, too.
Maybe,
She could watch that.
Yeah.
Do you think yesterday when you started streaming it, like all the alarm bells went off at Netflix headquarters?
And they're
like, wait, hang on. Someone is actually streaming. Wait, hang on. It's not a drill, people. Somebody is actually streaming this content.
Maybe. Yeah, do not recommend. What I do recommend is watching The Truth About Jesse Smollett.
Whatever happened to him?
That is crazy.
Is it a documentary?
It's a documentary.
I've been
meaning
to watch
this. About an hour and a half long. Go watch it, you guys. I'm convinced he's innocent.
Seriously,
I'm convinced that man is innocent.
Lay out your case without spoiling too much of it, because it seemed like kind of a slam dunk that he was. What do you mean he was framed?
Kind of in a way. They go into details on, you know, this happened in Chicago, and they go into all like all of the history with the police department there and how they have a history of lying.
Well, yeah,
they have a history of racism. They have a history of homophobia. They've paid off numerous settlements, like hundreds of misconduct allegations,
including the
first responding officer that went to his condo after the attack. Like, that one has, you know, a bunch of, you know, has...
So you think it was a real attack and not a fake? That was the whole thing, right? I'm kind of blanking on the details of the actual story when we first learned about it, that he faked being attacked.
He reported being attacked and that they had put a noose around his neck, and the police, they investigated and they were like, okay, well, we tracked it back to these two guys who you know.
Yeah.
You know, and so they kind of ran with this narrative that Jesse Smollett lied. It was a staged attack. He wanted people to feel bad for him. He wanted more pay from the network. This is when he was on Empire.
That's
and
right.
They show on the documentary that there were two other witnesses. The main thing is, like, Jesse said that his...
Spoiler alert?
I think everyone knows this. He said that his two attackers were white men.
Mm-hmm.
And the police were like, no, here they are. They're two black men that you paid off to do this, to pull this stunt.
And wasn't there a paper trail of some money changing hands there also?
Yes.
Okay, so how work me out of this,
so
if I'm a juror in
he
this.
Wrote a check for $3,500 to one of the guys, but that was his trainer, and Jesse says that he was trying to get some, like, illegal supplements from him that he had access to that he couldn't get here in the U.S.
Okay.
There's also two other witnesses that were there that night, and they said that they saw two men run by that were white, but police didn't use that. They didn't listen to them. They didn't use that testimony in the trial.
I'm actually
witness
surprised.
Witness testimony is very, very unreliable,
and,
by the way, what you saw the night of something.
And they show people, like, other investigators after the fact requesting, like surveillance video, like everything that was used in the courts. And there were, like, chunks of the video missing where you can see, like, the suspects run by on video. The whole thing very, very sus. I'm convinced he's innocent.
Is he interviewed in this?
Yeah, he he's on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is one thing you have to remember about documentaries, and again, I don't know, I haven't watched it, and I have not made up my mind either way about this situation because it was all very...
It was a lot.
Everything was weird about the entire thing.
Yeah.
Is that documentaries, while it's a documentary, can, lend support to one side heavily as they present a case.
True.
One-sided.
So but they have...
Just because it's a documentary doesn't mean like, whoa, these are the actual facts.
They have Jesse on there. They have people from the police force on there that were on the case. So, I mean... They do have both sides.
I'm actually pretty surprised by your review because some of the reviews that I've seen, people are like, I was left even more confused by this. Like, others were mad that they even gave him a platform. And a lot of people still think that he's lying and that a lot of people in the documentary are lying.
See, I went into this thinking that he was a liar because in the first half, they lay out everything against him. And I was like, oh my God, it's a slam dunk. Like, what's the point of this documentary? We already knew everything. And then they bring out the side that nobody knows about. And that evidence. I don't know. Just give it a watch.
Okay.
Give it a watch. I think he's innocent.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What's up, JV Show? This is the most Thursday-est Thursday ever. My little boy, my little dude, is turned the big 1-0. We got a double digits dude here. What do you got to say?
I love the Who Gives a Fart.
He wants a little Who Gives a Fart shout out. All right, this is Richard from Santa Fe. You guys have a good one. Let's go. It's almost the weekend.
Woo! Yeah. Happy birthday, Richard. Well, Richard from Santa Fe said his name, but didn't say his son's name. So happy birthday,
right.
little dude. And I guess, the main takeaway here is
Who Gives a Fart?
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Where's my jewelry?
So I'm curious what you guys think about this double standard in relationships. There's a woman named Annie Knight. She's in Australia, and she is an OnlyFans star.
Oh.
Okay. And her relationship, she says it's a little unconventional because of what she does for work, which is, OnlyFans work. I guess she did pull a stunt where she hooked up with 583 men in a single day.
That's it.
And she did this, compared to some of the other ladies we've talked about recently. But she says that it's not even her boyfriend, her fiance. She did this interview and she said there is one rule in her relationship. Her fiance, he's not allowed to sleep with other women. They have a closed relationship. And she said, look, I know.
Very close.
She said, I know it sounds crazy because of what I do for work, but if I didn't have this job, it's not like I would be going out and sleeping with other people. This is just how I make my money.
But it's still happening,
and he understands that, so she can do it but he can't.
What in the double standard is this? Wait,
that's
what?
Her job, Graham, that's her job.
Get a different one.
But he's okay with it.
Then this guy's got some mommy or daddy issues himself. Because what
I guess the way she sees it maybe is like there's this obviously no emotional connection that she has with the men that she sleeps with. Because
it's hard
to
when there's 538 in a day.
Yeah.
You don't really get to make much chit chat.
But maybe she feels like if he were to sleep with someone, there would be some sort of more emotional ties to it.
He's a guy.
He doesn't always have
no emotional tie. He doesn't care.
It just seems weird to be like, well, he should be allowed to sleep with other people. He should be allowed to cheat on her. But from her point, it's like, if he were doing that, it would just be for fun. It's not like it's his job. It's not how he makes his money. He's not paying our bills. Like, if anything, he'd be paying the women.
Okay, well, what if he's not? What if he set it up and he's like, I'm going to record this and I'm going to post it on my own OnlyFans. It has no followers, but I'm going to do this. Is that, then she would have to say like, okay, yeah, you're right.
That would make it more fair.
It's for work.
Something tells me she wouldn't be okay with that.
I don't think it is
a complete
so.
Double standard.
Yeah.
Major double standard. But also, I question the guy.
It just takes a certain type of person to be able to be with somebody that does that for work.
I couldn't. And if you're, let's just say you hit it off with somebody that was in that industry and they were successful with that, creating that sort of content, would you ask them to change their job so your guys' relationship could move forward?
I would ask them, but I wouldn't expect them to.
Yeah.
And I would just have to know at that point, I just can't be with that person.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I couldn't. I just couldn't.
And what if your partner now Jess, you're engaged to Selena. Uh-huh. You're married. What if they decided and were offered a very lucrative deal?
No.
And that's the industry that they've decided they'd like to go into now. And the money's too good to pass up.
No, my man, he wouldn't even want that. He wouldn't.
Sure, yeah.
We're talking billions.
Yeah.
No.
540 women in one day. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't. No.
So you'd break up with them?
I would have to.
What in the double standard is this?
Well, what about you?
You would stay here?
I'm kidding. No, of course not.
Okay.
No. Sorry. Go get a job literally anywhere else.
Yeah, I thought you guys would get a kick out of that. All right, we're going to continue our meeting in the ladies' room next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, it's not too often I let you in to our meeting in the ladies' room.
Yes!
But welcome in! Welcome in!
Finally.
I hope you brought something good.
Smells weird in here.
That's Jess.
All right, listen to this. Yeah, I assumed. Open water swimmer Catherine Breed, swam from the Farallon Islands all the way to the Golden Gate Bridge on Tuesday. A 30-mile swim, and we know those waters out there, notorious great white shark territory. And this is an active time for great white shark migration. So
Why would she do that?
Some sharks out there. This is what she does. She does a lot of these open water marathon swims. The rules on these are that you cannot wear a wetsuit and you can't touch the boat that's out there making sure that you're safe. And she swam the slightly over 30 miles in 13 hours and 54 minutes this week. And she said it was one of the toughest open water swims that she's done. She becomes just the third woman ever to complete that swim. And she said, not only are the conditions very tough out there, there's a lot of different currents and stuff. She said she was basically swimming as hard as she could in certain stretches and felt like she was probably going farther away from the Golden Gate Bridge. We know the current out there can be brutal, but she said, obviously, mentally, it was incredibly difficult just thinking about, well, there's sharks down there. And she also got stung by some jellyfish on her neck very early into the swim and had to power through that. Incredible, incredible feat. And I've swam from Alcatraz, so take it from me, you know.
Even that's crazy. I could never.
Yeah, but this is 30.
Wait, is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
I did it live.
People do it all the time.
I did it live on the air on these very airwaves on Wild 94.9 many years ago. But again, that's only a mile and a half or whatever swim. And she swam 30 miles, which is insane. I wanted to ask you ladies in this meeting in the ladies' room, do you have some big achievement or goal like this you'd like to accomplish in your life? Maybe run a marathon or climb Half Dome in Yosemite or something. Is there anything that you is like bucket list isn't really the right word, but some achievement?
There's one thing
that
I want to do.
People work towards goals like this.
There's one thing, and I don't need to hear it from you guys. Oh, Selena, you've been saying that for years. It ain't gonna happen.
Don't tell me it's doing the splits.
Yeah, it is. It's doing the splits.
Stop. Let it go. It's never gonna happen. Also, pointless.
You're not working towards it, though.
You're not actively pursuing it.
I haven't started yet, but I will. It's just been a goal of mine.
For like the last, for
I said,
at least 8 years.
Not give me this stuff, this mess back.
Okay, but you can't keep saying a thing
if
you're not, like Jess said, actively working towards it. Have you ever even stretched in the last month?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Oh.
Jess, is there some feat of strength or something, a marathon, some Ironman competition or something that you'd like to say, yes, I did that. I trained hard for that. I checked this off the list, and I'm proud of that because I have a lot of friends, and I've seen a lot of people train for marathons. I mean, marathons is a popular one, and I'm impressed. I mean, running 26 miles.
Yeah, I could never.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. I guess nothing like that. I do want to, like, build a butt in the gym, and that's hard, but we've seen it be done, and I want to achieve that.
But you've been working on that for, like, long now?
Well, consistently, I just started a new, like, workout regimen. This was late July. So we're working towards it, you guys. But
so in this great age of female empowerment and this meeting in the ladies' room and setting lofty goals, one of you wants to do the splits and one of you wants to get a bigger butt.
Yeah.
I'm going to quit the show.
This is just our truth.
No offense to everybody.
At least Jess is actually working towards hers.
Thank you.
I'll stretch today, and then what? And then you'll be happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, state a goal. Take the appropriate steps to reach said goal.
I will.
Because how amazing if by the end of the year you're like, hey, look, guys, bam!
Drop into a split.
And then, like,
that's the plan.
Response from the rest of us will be like, oh, okay, can we go about our day now? You know, whereas Catherine,
stop,
I don't know why I can't say her name.
Kathleen.
Because I see the name Kathleen, Catherine Breed, swam over 30 miles this week, you guys.
That's
in
a little
open
extreme,
water with no wetsuit.
But that's a little extreme.
That is like, very extreme.
She's also swam across Lake Tahoe and pulled off a couple of these other stunts. I mean,
so
incredible.
You can't compare us to that.
Yeah,
but doesn't hearing something like that go, yes, I'm a woman. Look at this. What she accomplished, I can accomplish anything. I'm going to get an extra big butt in the gym. Like, does it inspire you to do more? Get out there and, like, set some lofty goal and then go do it.
Well, the thing is, like, I just wouldn't find a marathon enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm just not into, like, the physical stuff.
And I heard people lose toenails from marathons. No, thank you.
They
like my toes. Yeah.
Wait, why?
And sometimes you go...
Yeah, I know that they
in your pants
go on themselves.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Imagine doing that. You go on yourself and all your toenails fall off. Like, why would anybody sign up for that?
That's a good point. I'll stick with trying to do the splits.
Yeah. And not just that. I have to pay you to let me run? No.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out. I'll stick to
everybody's
growing
out.
My butt.
All right, so today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God, you guys. Ariana Grande made a big announcement this morning. She is going on tour for the first time in 7 years. She did a little teaser for this yesterday, but now it's official. She announced all the dates, so it's not going to be until next year, but I thought this was pretty cool. It's the Eternal Sunshine Tour.
Yes.
And she's kicking it off in the Bay. So next summer, June 6th, the entire tour kicks off right here in Oakland.
Doing all the songs from Wicked?
I hope not.
I don't know, but hey, the songs in there were really good, actually.
Yeah,
I feel like she hasn't broken character since. She's stayed whatever the name of that character.
That's a good point. And we're less than 3 months away from the release of Part 2, by the way. That drops November 21st.
I forgot there was a Part 2.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no.
I didn't make it through the first one. Fell asleep.
You never finished it?
No, it was not for me.
I thought you were going to go back and finish it.
No, it wasn't for me.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about Blake Lively's reaction to the Taylor Swift engagement news. So as you know, after Taylor's post that broke Instagram, all of her celebrity friends were posting congratulations and, you know, obviously hitting her up and texting. I'm sure that her phone is blowing up all day. Well, there's one person in particular who never even liked her post, didn't post anything about that, never even contacted Taylor, and that is Blake Lively. And the source says that is very telling of where their friendship stands right now.
Oh, my God.
The source said, what would be the point of reaching out? It makes no sense. Blake has bigger fish to fry. She said, had this been like a year or two ago, this would have been something that they would be talking about amongst themselves. You know, when the wedding was going to happen, would Blake be in it? What role would she have? What would the wedding look like? But now it's not even a will or won't she be in it. It's just like... nothing. She's not going to be there. There's no congratulations. There's just nothing there to even talk about with Taylor.
All right. So JV Show Prediction Journal, whip it out, Jess.
Okay.
When this wedding eventually happens, do you think they'll have made up and Blake Lively will be in attendance at the wedding, or no, she won't be there at all?
I'm saying no.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Write it down. It's in there.
I feel like
it's
Taylor Swift holds a good grudge.
I think so too.
Blake Lively seems like she holds an even better grudge.
I think so too.
Yeah.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, in the ultimate let's be upset about stuff that doesn't matter in this country, Cracker Barrel has decided to scrap their new logo design and go back to the old one. The new logo did away with the old guy sitting next to a barrel and went for a text-only version. It was all part of a brand refresh as they look to boost slumping sales. Well, I think quite literally one Twitter account started this entire thing. They shared their disdain for the new logo. That went viral. It somehow implied the new logo was woke, and that set off a whole firestorm of backlash. The stock price tanked. People threatened to boycott. Even the president got heavily involved, which is, of course, just what we want the leader of the free world to be focusing on. In a statement, the company said, "We said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away, and our old timer will remain. At Cracker Barrel, it's always been, and always will be, about serving up delicious food, warm welcomes, and that kind of country hospitality that feels like family." So stupid. Wow. Can I vent for one quick second?
Please,
I'm just going to put an alert out there that a rant is incoming.
Please.
The amount of uproar this caused in this country. Cracker Barrel changing a logo. Most people wouldn't have even noticed, probably, if it wasn't for this immense uproar that started online and then spread to everybody. Can we have that same amount of uproar when our kids are getting gunned down in schools? A couple of squeaky wheels out there get a massive company with like 70,000 employees to change what they're doing. How about a nation of squeaky wheels that don't let up until we get some common sense federal gun legislation in this country in conjunction with taking other actual steps towards ending this uniquely American problem? It only happens here at the rate that it happens here. Are we going to continue to just sit on our hands like we can't do anything? Because we can, and yet each and every day we choose not to. There is nothing we cannot solve in this country by throwing incredible amounts of money at it, technology, I don't care what it is, and hundreds of millions of people working together. We could actually solve this. But instead, let's argue about the stupid Cracker Barrel logo.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
So you don't care about the logo change is what I'm sensing.
I mean, what a just
yeah.
an absolute snapshot of how stupid we are in this country.
I don't
when
even
we have
understand
real
why
stuff
it was such a big deal
real
in the first
problems
place.
And this Agreed. And there's a million instances of stuff like this that we focus all our time and anger at. Oh my God, when we should be angry and upset about what is happening in our schools.
Yas, queen.
Like yesterday was one, I mean, hard, tough, like hold back tears yesterday thinking about families yesterday, you know?
I know.
And we're going to argue about the Cracker Barrel, an irrelevant restaurant. Who cares? Anyway, rant over.
Okay.
Just needed to say something.
I'm glad you did, Graham, yeah. because I there's certain topics I'm afraid to bring up because people get upset over everything, like you said. So
there you go.
Thank you for that rant, mm-hmm. Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
By the way, did you guys see that Friday, tomorrow, is the 20th anniversary of Rihanna's very first album?
20th?
No, the 20th anniversary of her debut album. So Roc Nation posted...
I remember listening to that in my crib when I was just a small child.
I was just a toddler way back then. No, but
wait. Sorry, go ahead.
What? Oh my God, I was going
to
say...
You can't tell her to go on after you say, wait!
Yeah,
because
what?
I was going to say Sabrina Carpenter is also dropping her new album!
Tomorrow, that's right.
Tomorrow, possibly tonight, because sometimes they do Eastern time.
Back to Rihanna, which is what I was talking about first, is that Roc Nation posted that they were going to be, I guess, putting out some merch.
Sorry, I just wanted to take a sip of my coffee so I could really digest what you were about to say.
We have your chance to win a trip to Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival plus $1,000 in spending money that is on standby.
Yep. Can we talk about the kitchen phone?
What the heck
the
is the kitchen phone?
You guys haven't heard of the kitchen phone?
Mm-mm.
So Kylie Kelce talked about this on her podcast.
Oh, she's got a podcast.
Yeah. She said she has a strict phone rule that actually has a lot of people talking right now. So she says only mom and dad have their phones, their personal phones. She has two other phones in the house, though, that she keeps in the kitchen, and they are not to leave the kitchen and go to another floor of the house.
Like cell phones.
Cell phones. These cell phones stay in the kitchen. Her kids can use the phones, but they can only use them in the first floor where there is communal space, and can't take these to their rooms. If they need to go anywhere for sporting activities where the parents are not going to be there, then they can take the phones. But other than that, they are to remain in the kitchen. How do you guys think, like, what do you guys think about this? And would you do something like this for your kids?
How old are her kids? I feel like they're young.
She's got a gaggle,
right? She has quite a few, yeah.
But they're all really younger, mm-hmm. I thought. Mm-hmm. So I guess it works
so
for them.
So
they're
5, 3, 1, 6 months, and 5.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, no 5-year-old
no,
or...
No.
Whoa, start over.
No, yeah.
Start over.
5, 3, 1 year and 6 months, and 5 months.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no kid that age really needs a cell phone anyways.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But how are they going to handle it when they get older? Is that still going to be the rule when they're teenagers? I'd like to see how long that rule lasts.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I actually kind of like it. I'm not a parent myself, but I think... this is a good way of kind of being able to monitor a little bit more what your kids are doing on their cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Although they live in a mansion and this isn't allowed out of the first floor, which is 10,000 square
feet. When you go up
feet.
To the 10th floor, no
yes.
cell phones allowed.
Right. When you retreat to your wing of the
yes.
of our mansion, of the estate,
and,
you're not allowed to have your phone up there.
And the thing is, I mean, I know her kids are young, but if you think about it nowadays, a lot of kids are getting a phone even at a very, very young age.
That is true. I like the intention behind it. I just don't see it lasting very long. I mean, it's the, to me, this is like the equivalent of having a house phone. Why not just have a house phone?
I mean, that's a good point. You know, although, I mean, a house phone doesn't have all the fun features. It doesn't have Tinder, you know.
And then you can't take the house phone out with you when you go somewhere. Well, but, you know, she says her friends can still reach out. The kids' friends can still call to the phone or text it.
I mean, that's essentially what you're trying to do, is recreate the landline.
Yeah, that's what it is. Just get that then.
Call the house phone. You could do that, or you could, like, the cell phone store, get that little cable that tethers it down to the desk, you know, when you go in and shop for a cell phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't take the phone with you.
I know. Every time I try to steal one, it's, like, stuck.
I know. It's so annoying. I use my bolt cutters and cut it off, right. And then the phone, I can't log into it when I get out to my car. I'm like, what's the point? Fine, I'll sign up for your stupid plan. But yeah, you could do something like that, and the cell phones are tethered down.
Grandma, at what age do you think you'll be getting your kids a phone?
15. Really? Wait until 15. Isn't that the campaign?
I guess so.
I don't know.
9th grade?
I think there's a campaign. Wait until 15. Might be 16.
Oh my God, that's so old.
Too bad for them.
Wow, that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Selena, you're...
Except report after report comes out and says kids that have access to cell phones at younger ages...
No, I know, but as the kid, as a parent, I get it.
Higher rates of depression.
As the kid, I'm like, dang, that sucks.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
In case you missed it, Ariana Grande announced a tour this morning. This is big news. She hasn't been on tour in like 7 years. So it kicks off next summer right here in Oakland. I know tickets go on sale, I think, next month. So we're planning way in advance. Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. Just have a couple of things to say to Graham and Selena. Wicked is very wicked. Ariana Grande played a fabulous role, and I hope she sings the song. But, Graham, you know what? You're so right. She still hasn't broke character. It's Galinda, also known as Linda. Bye.
Galinda is who she plays there. Galinda. Yeah, I said, look, the Wicked movie wasn't for me. I'm not a big musical guy. And I had hoped that it'd be something fun, sit and watch with the family. But even my kids got kind of disinterested in it. It really wasn't for them. So it just didn't. Yeah. Wasn't for me. And I did wonder, is she going to be singing those songs on stage?
I hope not.
When she opens up her tour here. I mean, there's got to be one sprinkled in there, don't you think?
I think there will be, but... It ain't my cup of tea.
Yeah, it ain't really.
That's it. That's it. For me. Mm-hmm.
Yo, good morning to my favorite morning show.
What's up?
Well, yeah, hopefully I hope you guys are having a beautiful day. A little gloomy outside. But yeah, I'm on my way to for our baby's first ultrasound. So we're going to go see. He has twins, triplets. I don't know. My lady's been telling me that she's been hungrier and fatigued lately. But anyways, happy Thursday!
Happy Thursday, JV Show Prediction Journal. More than one child there in womb, because he said
his
lady's been hungrier than usual. Do you think are you getting twin or triplet vibes?
I'm getting still just one.
Oh, Uno
one
vibes.
Hungry.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Oh, one hungry boy. Jess is calling the gender.
Mm-hmm.
One hungry boy in there. I'm with you. I'm not getting a twin vibes. As a twin, you guys know
you would know.
Hyper in tune to this kind of stuff. Although my mom, I've told you this before, she didn't know that she was having twins until she was 8 months
pregnant. Well, that's because your mom wasn't a twin, so how would she know? She's not as in tune as you are.
I guess, but like he said, women are in tune with their bodies, and she kept telling her doctor, hey, I'm a lot bigger than last time. And he was like, you know, typical mansplaining. No, that's totally normal. That's fine. Finally, a female nurse offered to do a little ultrasound on the side, and she was right. There were two of us in there. They thought twin girls. Again, I was supposed to be Kathleen, but I was going to have three legs.
Yeah, oh, God.
That's a totally different story, but it's true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.